Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 33.
Damn!
Ooh, 33.
Jesus and Jim. No, they all died.
That's a third. 33 and a third. That's what we're going to call it, 33 and a third. We forgot.
Oh, F.
Damn it.
We are.
Start all over.
Yeah. We are the 33 and the third podcast.
Yay!
I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gotti Elkon.
I'm OJ Simpson.
Yes, he is.
Orenthal James.
We're also with Andrew Conway.
Orange Juice.
Yes, you are.
And Adam Conway.
Frank Drebin.
It's a period piece.
Priscilla Presley.
And we've been here for about 5 hours recording, so if you're still listening, our one listener, we love you. We
thank
you.
Thanks,
Chris. Let me tell you
and
something.
And of course, you can always find us on iTunes, subscribe to us, rate us, and listen to us on Stitcher Radio, or you can find us on Facebook, and soon to be coming Twitter and Instagram. We're going to do a genre talk. We haven't done a genre talk for a while. It's where we talk about certain subjects. We've talked about horror movies. We've talked about sci-fi. We're going to talk about Star Wars.
Really? The Star Wars door types?
And because we've every couple days we're hearing...
Yeah. They just started filming in Abu Dhabi.
Yep.
Abu Dhabi!
So let's talk about Star Wars.
It is.
Tatooine.
Let's talk about the everything Star Wars. Star Wars was created by George Lucas, and it made he made three excellent movies, and then he destroyed them and utterly destroyed the universe. For
and
many,
you're hopeful
many
that Disney will do a better job.
They have gotten J.J. Abrams to do it. He did
because he did a great job.
He did. Yes, he does. He'll do great with.
Yeah, Star the second Star Wars was great.
They need somebody.
I think you mean to say Star Trek.
Star Trek is a great reboot. It appealed to the masses what they're wanting.
And is that what we need from Star Wars, epic Star Wars?
We need something to anything. J.J. Abrams, would you rather have fucking Jonathan Liebsman or Len Wiseman fucking direct it? No, Josh Whedon's...
Why not wait like 3 years down the road?
They don't.
Why do they have to come out right now when Marvel is doing
it? Do you know why? Because Disney just spent billions of dollars.
Because
they need to pump them out.
That's what I have to say. Disney.
So it's not going to be good is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
So just pumping it out means it's good.
We don't know.
You buy it so you can pump it out and make a bunch of money. It does not mean it's going to be a good reboot. He didn't make Star Wars because he knew he was going to make a bunch of money. It was something he didn't know if it was going to do any damn thing. And it became classic.
But then he ruined it.
This sucks too. It was so they're going to do better than him.
Absolutely.
How?
So Lucas did not do Return of the Jedi or Empire Strikes Back. That were different directors and different.
And
writers.
Those movies were good.
Yeah,
I'm not saying George Lucas is an angel and doesn't deserve to get made fun of for what he did to the series and how he wasn't the best director on his own damn idea. I'm saying, what the hell will Disney bring? Why couldn't we just wait it a couple of years until Lucasfilm decided to redo it?
What's the difference? Disney's been doing great movies. Pixar and...
Yeah, we hire a bunch of guys to do Pixar
Disney,
and Star Wars.
They hired J.J. Abrams. They hired the original guy from Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi to rework the script. That's pretty badass. Super 8 was great.
I'll give you that.
Let's not judge it until we see it. However, they're moving in the right direction.
All we are doing is judging it before we're seeing it. That's why we're talking about it a year before it freaking comes out.
But I'm saying...
They haven't even begun actual shooting. They're only in Abu Dhabi.
But you're saying it's going to suck. I'm saying that it has the potential to be really good.
I'm saying it's going
to
suck. I'm just worried about it more than I would be if it had taken a little bit more time to come to a better story. The fact that there's an issue with the real fans... Who are like, is this part of Expanded Universe? And they're like, no.
But they're not. They just came out with that. They're not going to include that Expanded Universe from all the books.
Why the hell not? That's your biggest fan base of Star Wars people.
No.
Those Timothy Zahn books have kept the Star Wars fans alive for 20 years.
But that's a much smaller percentage.
And that is a much better story plot line than what I think J.J. is going to come with.
We don't know that, but most people are going to want their Luke. They're going to want Lando. They're going to want...
People who haven't seen Star Wars in forever, but the real Star Wars base, just like when he rebooted Star Trek, he made it for the masses. It's not like Trekkies love the damn film. He's alienating possibly. He is a good director. I'm not saying J.J.'s going to fuck it up. But him gearing it towards the same concept as what he did for Star Trek scares me compared to Star Trek. Because at least with Star Trek, we have a lot more of more recent films. These recent Star Wars films sucked ass.
That's why I think, and even the originals are terrible now.
Are
because
y'all here? I'm just...
No, we're on.
Even the originals are terrible now. Even the originals are terrible now with what Lucas has done with them. He's changed them for the worse.
And so why not stick to the Ewoks? Ridiculous.
Well, he added...
They look ridiculous.
He added Darth Vader yelling no when he throws off the Emperor. It's horrible. And I think now...
Spielberg's kind of done some things, too. I mean, all directors... He took the guns out of E.T. I mean, every director gets a little old and shit.
Okay.
Doesn't mean that they're idiots.
Yes. To that argument, Spielberg did come out, like, 2 months after that, and he definitely apologized, and he was like, I shouldn't have done that. And
why he apologized? Because those diehard fans came out and said, dude, what the
absolutely.
Hell?
In the Blu-ray release, that's not in there. The Blu-ray release. That was only for that special edition DVD release.
Doesn't answer the question of how this is going to be better than...
The last ones? Because you got a great team on it now. We've heard casting rumors of John Boyega being in it, or Jesse Plemons being in it, probably.
Hayden Christensen.
The cast, and you have an excellent...
That is a great line.
And you have an excellent director who literally can pull performances from people, like the first episode of Lost, or the first episode of Alias. You have
Crazy Carrie Fisher.
But he's bringing a bunch of things back, and I don't think J.J. Abrams is going to screw something up. Like, you can say what you will about Star Trek 2. Star Trek 1 was great, and Star Trek 2 was good.
Star Trek 1 was very weird and out there, and gave us a completely fucked up version of time travel that no Trekkie bought in their damn rightful
mind. When you're talking about time travel...
It's what Trekkies do. It's what Star Wars nerds do. These nerds do this crap. They know what Tatooine's fucking moon is about. Is J.J. going to give it the love?
Absolutely.
He's more of a Star Wars nerd than he was a Trekkie. I give him that. But you can't sit here and say, this is going to be fucking awesome. It's going to get trounced by Avengers. You know why? Because Whedon's making a hell of a good damn series. It's going to trounce.
I will bet you right
that's
now,
shitty.
$50, Star Wars will make more money than
Star
Avengers
Wars
2.
Has a big enough fan base to Britain.
Star Wars will make more money than Avengers 2. $50 right now.
It won't, but...
I'll take that bet. Avengers 2 will be the biggest movie.
Star Wars will be the biggest movie.
Whoever loses does a podcast naked.
No, it's $50. This is money. No, we're Jews.
Whoever loses has to save each other.
No, we're too money. Bald. We're Jews. We're good.
Yeah,
just like everyone else.
Save each other's chests and backs. Bald.
But I'm saying that
take hours like this podcast.
But the Star Wars universe, after the prequels came out, they started getting the Clone Wars, which were awesome on Adult Swim, and then they started doing the other TV show.
But none of that's gonna be part of it.
No, well. We don't know how much... So, when you say the expanded universe, you're talking about, like, the stuff that Netflix wants to do
novels.
With the DC heroes. Like,
the cool plot lines of, like, the kids of Luke.
Right. Jason
but
and
really
Taya.
Cool shit
yeah,
they got
you,
into.
But you say that...
This movie's going to take place, like, right after...
No, it's like 15 years, 20 years.
So, are we going to have new kids of Luke?
There might be kids of Luke.
We don't know
yet.
But
they might be based on the characters that they've
I hope they are, is what I'm saying. I don't understand why they came out and said the expanded universe is separate. And they could have made this into...
They just want to be able to be free to make
do it. So what they're doing is that what they're doing is they're doing to make 7, 8, 9, episode 7, 8, 9, the real big movies. But in between those movies, they're going to make the smaller movies on the... More of the expanded universe characters.
Well, Obi-Wan.
They're focusing on, you know, just single characters.
Yeah.
Yoda.
And they'll have the expanded universe in those, but not in necessarily the big main movies, because they're only going to give them 2 to 2.5 hours for these. So Star Wars is such a huge universe that you can't get it all in and tell the right story, just like X-Men Last Stand.
Guys talking about Timothy Zahn, who's done a lot of fiction. He did Heir to the Empire in 1991, which was a really celebrated book series that sort of took Han and Leia's kids and sort of followed their journey as they became Jedi, stuff like that. And a lot of people are hoping that if any material is taken, it's taken from that series, because a lot of
don't
fans
you think this statement
that.
Gives them the chance to go away from what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think Star Wars fans looked at this statement and felt a little fear in the freedom they're giving them.
No,
there is something to the formulas that they've done with the expanded universe where it wasn't George Lucas. George Lucas gave these authors, these quality authors, the opportunity to take the story anywhere as long as they kept their continuity and kept their placement. Every single book has the exact same fucking map in it with the exact same like history given to it. So you have the continuity of it. This movie can use any of that.
Yeah.
But it can also go wherever the hell JJ wants to go, which could be really cool. I'm not saying that, but...
to give him liberty, because...
if you're a Star Wars fan that's been reading these books, don't you kind of feel a little fucking cheated?
No, because Disney, they own it all now. So they can make those separate movies in between these episodes 7, 8, and 9 with those storylines or a video game or a TV series that they want
to
do.
A way they're trying to pull it off, too, is they're saying that from all the stuff that has been said and written are now going to be considered legends. The stories that people have passed on but that aren't necessarily true. And that's how they're going to sort of explain a lot of the stuff in this universe. So they're trying to keep the whole universe together, the whole continuity together, by saying some of these stories are just sort of people telling stories that aren't true, but this is what really happens. And that's what they're doing with the new series. And I think it's good that they're letting J.J. Abrams sort of expand it in whichever way he wants to do, taking elements from this stuff, but at the same time making it his own. Sort of like how the Marvel has done with Avengers and with Iron Man. Like, Iron Man did that with Mandarin. Like, Mandarin was a huge supervillain, but they sort of flipped the switch and made it a completely different character in the actual movie Marvel universe versus the comic Marvel universe. So,
but they actually flipped back if you watch the short on Thor.
But yeah, so they give the directors like Joss and all those liberties to sort of make their own decision and take those characters to make them their own, and that's why I'm excited about J.J. Abrams sort of taking over for this, because it's not just going to be him; it's a huge creative team with him at the lead, and he's done great things with stuff in the past, and I feel like he is probably.
I'm much more excited with this than Zack Snyder doing Batman Superman. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying. For those fanatics, I can see why just as easily as the Trekkies got upset, Star Wars fans will get upset.
Well, the reason Trekkies got upset was because they thought at first...
because he took a Spock story and ruined it.
No, they think that what made them upset was mostly that J.J. Abrams tried to knock past the past movies and TV series to make his own, which he didn't because he had the older Spock in there and he combined those two in some
way. He created a parallel timeline so that all the other stuff is still preserved.
Still happened,
but he's able to take it and make it his own. And
he did a great job.
It's fuzzy logic, but it's
fuzzy ass logic. Yeah, completely.
But with Star Wars, like you've got JJ, you've got Richard Marquand, I think. Back knows it, Steve Richard Marquand.
Well, Simon Kinberg wrote the first draft, but then JJ came in and
with the original Star Wars guy.
Yeah,
and then he got John Williams to do the score again, which is awesome. Like he's doing a good job, and then he's got. You know,
he does have Disney's resources.
Like a tease title for it was supposed to be Star Wars: A New Dawn, but that actually ended up being what the new book is going to be that's coming out called, which is a tie-in to the actual TV series Star Wars Rebels.
And that was one of the three covers they revealed at C2E2.
And I guess it takes place during Episode 3 and 4, and it's just exploring the dark times of the galaxy.
And I mean, one thing you might be able to complain about as of right now is probably there to be a lot of lens flares from J.J. Abrams, which fine.
Well, the old desert arid environments with the sun.
Lens flares!
Triple suns are going
to
be.
But there's going
to
be.
I don't hate on his style. I mean, it's corny sometimes with what he chooses to do. But there's still a lot of fear about this.
I think there's definitely more excitement than fear right now because Lucas really ruined the fucking series for everybody, and they're like, "Holy shit, they got a really good director this time. They brought back the original writer. They brought back the original composer.
Hopefully, they'll have."
And now they're going to have Harrison Ford. They're going to have Carrie Fisher. They're going to have Mark Hamill. They're going to have Billy Dee Williams. It's like. Holy shit, and now we're hearing like Jesse Plemons, we're hearing John Boyega, excellent actors.
I thought Plemons. I hope Liam Neeson comes back as the ghost of Qui-Gon Jinn.
So there's
Samuel Jackson's in
possibility here. And we're not going to have like the stupid bullshit CG that looked terrible back then of everything. You know, it's going to.
He's doing lots of practical stuff.
So. Yeah, so awesome.
some things you just can't.
Some things you can't, but like Star Trek looked amazing with the special effects and everything. It really looked good. So I really think that this Star Wars, like starting in 2 years, like it's going to blow everybody away. But the reason why they want it out right now and they're not waiting is because Disney literally spent billions of dollars already and they're like, we need to make our money back on this. So let's.
That's scary.
But that's with anybody. Yeah. Anybody who spends $1 billion, you're like, we're not going to wait 8 years and not make any money off this. We're going to. I mean, they've got top talent. They just didn't rush out and like.
It just seems people. Like all these movies are coming to this zenith. And that zenith is either going to be the most epic summer ever.
Well, of course.
Or it's going to blow up and suck ass.
Well, so, see, that's the thing. Why are some of the... Well, some have been pushed back. Some have been...
As they should be.
I agree. It's like, why 2016, 2016?
Because it's going to be shitty.
Well, no, it's because, like, are people really going to see two movies every Friday or Saturday at the... I mean,
it's possible.
Yeah.
It's very possible. Will those movies be good?
Yeah, but all, these movies are going to be in 3D. They're going to be in IMAX. That's going to be $15 to $20 a ticket. And you're bringing – and these movies are all family-oriented.
Is it sad that I have more faith in like a Harry Potter 8 than I do a Star Wars?
Star Wars
will be coming out to
I have more
underestimate the power of the Force, sir.
Just with what the Force did last time, I should be.
Are you serious? The Star Wars movies last year made tons of money. They're still in like the top 15 movies of ever.
Making money doesn't mean it was good. The original Star Wars made money after the fact. It made money in merchandise. It made money in its global demand.
But it made money in box office too.
It wasn't Jaws, which fucking came out and was a damn revelation.
That was the first big blockbuster, yeah. Jaws.
Yes. Like Star Wars was huge, but it was also... built on so much more love than just it makes $1 billion the first fucking, you know, 6 months.
I agree. I think Brian's cunt.
There's a lot of cunts on that side of the damn thing.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to say like I have one or like I am one?
Brian's a cunt. It's you have a cunt.
We do know that...
Brian's country Western music wear. we've gotten off topic.
So yeah, but far. We do know they've announced that May 4th is going to be Star Wars Day.
Wait, May 4th be with you?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And so that we're going to probably get a lot of announcements about the cast and who they're playing, as well as San Diego Comic-Con's coming up, and they've already announced that...
That's going to be the release.
There's going to be a bunch of news coming out then. So there's... We'll see how this progresses.
You know, they're going to show footage or a trailer, a teaser trailer probably to that.
Well, at least something with
the we've already started filming, but yeah.
Yeah, they showed a giant AT-AT leg, so.
Yeah. AT-AT.
Yes.
Is this going to be dark?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
It's creeping like it will be.
It's always darkest before the dawn. Got it.
And we would be awesome.
Oh, it's a good question. The first one might be the Empire Strikes Back.
Because Star Trek wasn't dark. Until, I mean, I guess it was.
I mean, it's going to be difficult.
First one was pretty dark.
It was pretty dark.
It's going to be difficult.
I'm just going to follow the same thing where it's the...
I would like it dark. I think it would go a whole new direction.
The second one would be dark, and the third one would be...
I think J.J. Abrams and the original writer have the opportunity and the possibility to create a villain like Darth Vader. It's going to be very difficult to have somebody as iconic as Darth Vader, but
to move the story
they have the talent to make somebody as iconic as that. And, I hope
and we know
do.
Who that villain's going to be played
Driver.
By. Adam Driver.
Adam Driver, yes. It's really awesome.
He definitely has that creepy
like
look
Darth
to him.
Darth Maul is pretty awesome, but, I mean, just went away.
Yeah.
Darth Maul wasn't a leader.
I feel they're bringing back the old people so they can kill at least a couple of them off in the first movie.
Like Han?
Yeah.
I get that. I've heard that.
Han. Well, I hope they do a Han shoots first scene somewhere. I really do.
I think you're right. I think they'll be old and dying or something.
Well, it's 30 years. So it's 30 years in the future.
I think
so.
It's 20. But yeah.
Will he be as nuts as Harrison is in real life?
Because you know they're old now, so they have to make up for that.
Yeah. So they're playing their.
Whereas, the book
are they divorced? Let's be honest. I would have divorced her.
They might
we'll
be.
See.
Leia didn't fit into that same bathing
suit. Maybe, you know, Leia and
Slave.
She doesn't fit into Slave.
Leia and Luke might be together, sort of like Game of Thrones-esque, maybe?
Sweet. Cersei Lannister.
Yeah. Cersei. That'd be kind of cool, actually.
He probably has a robot girlfriend.
I think it's going to be good. Oh, and then what we're all hoping out of all this, maybe hopefully right before the release of the first movie.
Or the release
of the first Blu-ray of this first movie from J.J. Abrams of Star Wars, that we finally get the originals unaltered on Blu-ray. Finally.
That's never going to happen. George Lucas said he's never going to let those come back.
He's a prick. He really is. He hates his fans. He needs to not.
But now that Disney doesn't own, now he owns. I don't know how it works.
I think Disney owns it. I think they can put them out.
I thought they bought everything.
Lucas came out and said like they don't have any of the original content left. I was like, that's fucking bullshit. Yeah. One of the biggest movies I'll tell you don't have it. That's bullshit. They have it. He needs to do it. And I guarantee you, if they release the Blu-rays originals unaltered, they will make at least half their money back.
Yeah.
Within a month. They really do. But that's our Star Wars genre talk.
Yeah.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
We're going to go where...
Yub Nub.
No man has gone before.
Exactly.
Where there's
YOLO.
Jump.